Sheridan-based historian Val Burgess is passionate about World War II prisoners of war. Through her nonprofit War's Voices, she and her husband Jerry are working to record and archive the stories of World War II POWs. A lucky discovery of a suitcase full of letters in a Sheridan attic opened Burgess' eyes to a home front effort to help POWs' families during wartime. Now, the Wyoming Community Foundation and the McMurray Foundation have awarded War's Voices a $10,000 grant to archive the letters that make up a new project called Cora's Legacy. Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez asked Val Burgess about the letters and the Sheridan resident, Cora, to whom they were addressed.
Cora was Cora Reed, and she and her husband, George Reed, would listen to shortwave radio, and they would record Japanese broadcasters, possibly Tokyo Rose, and American POWs held by the Japanese. And the POWs would be able, or the broadcasters would be able to give their name, their rank, a brief message to their family, and their family contact information. Cora would then write a letter to the family, and letters would come back to her. A woman that I've known for some time owns some property here in Sheridan and found this suitcase in the 80s in this home and has held on to it for many, many years. And last fall, we got together because she had a gift for me. And when I opened it, there were over 300 letters from families of these American POWs held by the Japanese. There were 7 Brigadier General's letters, 67 colonels, majors, lieutenant colonels, men from the USS Pope, the USS Perch, which was a 1930s submarine, and then others. There was a naval commander. And one of them, for instance, it was from Mrs. Gregory, who was General Herndon Seal's sister. And the letter said something to the effect, thank you for letting me know that my brother and his wife are doing okay. And I started wondering, what does that mean, his wife?
So Burgess started doing some research about General Seals and his wife online. Using census data and ancestry websites, she found Margaret Byrode Seals' great-niece and got in touch.
And spent hours on the phone with her and found out that General Seals was General MacArthur's adjutant and Margaret Byrode Seals was a good friend of Mrs. MacArthur's. And when they were both captured on Corregidor, they were separated. He was taken to Manchuria. And she was held in Manila at Santa Tomas. She was liberated in May of 1945 by the Rangers. And when she was liberated, someone must have known or she must have told them that she was affiliated with Mrs. MacArthur because they flew her from Manila to Walter Reed in Washington, D.C. Well, you can imagine a grueling trip after being starved. She had terrible arthritis. I understand she was using crutches. And being flown from Manila to Walter Reed, she died a few days after she was taken to Walter Reed. And her husband, General Seals, never saw her again. He was actually liberated, I believe, August 22nd, 1945.
About 300 letters were sent to Cora Reed, thanking her for transcribing the Japanese shortwave radio messages from POWs and sending them to their kin. Burgess says these letters offer glances into history through details about POWs' individual lives and broader accounts about the war in the Pacific. Some even include photos and newspaper clippings. Burgess says the War Department once asked Cora to stop writing to the families, but she didn't listen. Val Burgess reads from a letter Cora received from a Mrs. Hazel Scudder after passing along a message about her husband, Colonel Scudder.
Dear Mrs. Reed, I wish it were possible for you to know the real joy you brought to a frustrated little family by relaying to us the message from Colonel Scudder.
In the letter, Hazel wrote that the War Department notified her that her husband was missing after the Battle of Bataan in the Philippines and that he was a prisoner of war almost a year later. She said Cora's letter was all that broke his silence.
It may seem such a little thing to you, but I am sure I am voicing the opinion of hundreds of distressed relatives whom you have notified that you are playing an important role in a real-life drama that is being enacted in the lives of families of those courageous men of the tragic Philippine struggle.
The letter offered some background.
It may interest you to know that Colonel Scudder is the colonel on Cebu referred to in William L. White's outstanding book, They Were Expendable. Commander Buckley wrote me that this identification is correct.
But mostly the tone was grateful.
We'll be hoping that someday you'll be able to send me another message, but then how could one ask for all this in heaven, too? With sincerest gratitude, I am most sincerely Hazel J. Scudder.
Cora Reed cataloged each POW on a 3x5 card with his name, rank, age, and information. Val Burgess says there's a lot of interest in her research about World War II POWs through the Cora's Legacy Project, as well as the archive she's compiling about stories from the Stalag Luft III, also known as the Great Escape prison camp in Germany.
Many people lost family members during the war and never met them, children of these POWs. Any lifeline to that relative is important. And it's our history. You know, it's their history. It's sort of why the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress is so important, because we don't know what they did. We don't know how close things were during that war.
Val Burgess directs War's Voices, a nonprofit in Sheridan that works to preserve the stories of World War II veterans and POWs. The group just received a grant from the Wyoming Community Foundation to build a web archive of Cora's legacy. Burgess is also working on a book about Cora Reed's letters.